Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello, what have we here?
Hello there, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me for a surprise episode of Daniel Talks About Star Wars, the show where I do exactly as that name suggests. I am Daniel, and today we're talking about some current events, some fresh red-hot news. Because to tell you the truth, I've been feeling recently that my content is somewhat out of touch. You know, none of the stuff that I've really talked about has any particular cultural relevance right now outside of the fact that it's Star Wars. Which, even then, it's not like Star Wars is exactly dominating the pop culture sort of circuit right now. But yeah, I've been feeling slightly out of touch, you know, that I just not talking about things that are particularly relevant, so I thought, hey, why not cover this news? Because I've always planned to bring up any important news just on my regular episodes, sort of as and when it happens, but you know what, I just thought I fancy talking about this, so why not just do a quick little mini episode about it, and we can just break down this news. This news, of course, being some casting for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series that should be coming to Disney Plus next year, I do believe. So yeah, let's just get into it. I don't actually know I was about to say something very silly. I was about to say I don't know who released this news, but of course it's either going to be Lucasfilm or Disney or both. there's a very nice little graphic containing some headshots of our new cast members. Mostly new, a couple of ones that we already knew about, of course, starting with Ewan McGregor, obviously, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Hayden Christensen. It's just nice to have that reconfirmed that he will indeed be returning as Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader, so that's just really exciting to think about still. A couple more returning faces are Joel Edgerton and Bonnie Peace, I want to say is how you pronounce her last name. P-I-E-S-S-E. And they played Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru, respectively, in the prequels. So it was kind of expected that they would also return, but it's just nice to have it confirmed here. And, you know, it's exciting to have someone like Joel Edgerton particularly returning, because when he did the prequels, you know, it wasn't exactly a known actor, I don't think, and you know, not that he's like a household name or anything now, but it's just, you know, he's done some good work since, and his star is sort of still on the rise, really. So you know, it's just nice to have him back, as you know, now that he's got more of a profile at least. And yeah, all the rest of the cast that has been announced, we've got 7 new actors to speculate about who they might be playing, starting with Kumail Nanjiani, which is an interesting choice. His career appears to be going from strength to strength. You know, I like him a lot from the things that I've seen him in. You know, he's a very likeable guy, and it seems that he's endeared himself to the Disney overlords, because he will be appearing in Marvel Studios Eternals when that gets a release, whenever that might be. So it's nice to see him here. I suppose I can't really speculate as to who any of these actors that I'm going to mention might be playing. You know, I have one idea about one of them, which I'll get to, but even then, that might not necessarily be right. But yeah, I mean, as for this series in general, you know, I don't really know how to speculate or predict anything sort of either way, really, because we don't know what kind of shape this is going to take. I think it has been confirmed by someone, it might even be Ewan McGregor himself, did say that this is going to be, you know, a more expansive series than we might have initially assumed. You know, a lot of people, myself included, you know, when they think about what an Obi-Wan series might be, you'd expect it to sort of take place entirely on Tatooine during his exile, but I think it has been confirmed that no, this is going to be something of a planet-hopping, rollicking adventure. So, you know, that just makes it so much more difficult to try and nail down who these actors might be playing, if they are indeed going to, you know, appear themselves sort of in the flesh. You know, could they just be voicing a droid or something like that? We really don't know, and we also don't know to what extent they'll be appearing in the series. You know, some of these guys could very well just be a one-episode character, much like what we get with, or what we have gotten with The Mandalorian. You know, a lot of characters just seem to appear in one or two episodes, but, you know, obviously the whole time we're just following Mando and wherever he goes. So if that's the a similar sort of thing with what's going to happen with Obi-Wan, and he's, you know, obviously our core character, it could very well that he just goes, you know, from planet to planet meeting these guys for one or two episodes. So but that's Kumail Nanjiani. Next is Indira Varma, who is someone I've not seen her in tons of stuff. Off the top of my head, I can only think of Game of Thrones and Torchwood, and in both of those things she's played quite, not totally evil people, but rather unsavory characters that do have somewhat of a sympathetic edge. So, you know, could she be playing another character like that? Potentially. That's the sort of character that I know her best for. Next up is Rupert Friend, who is an English actor. It was probably a good few years ago now, but he was Agent 47 in the Agent 47 film, the more recent one, because there was one with Timothy Oliphant, speaking of The Mandalorian, in early 2000s. But the more recent one, Rupert Friend did indeed play the titular Agent 47. I know him best from The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, where he does an excellent job of playing a terrifying, awful, awful Nazi character. So my brain immediately jumps to horrible imperial officer sort of character. But, you know, that almost seems like too obvious, you know, kind of that typecasty feeling. You know, it reminds me of when Benicio del Toro was first announced to be in the cast for The Last Jedi. And I think a lot of people were assuming villain because, you know, for Benicio, because I think a lot of people had Sicario sort of fresh on their minds, where obviously he's this very cold, calculated, and brutal character. So I think a lot of people with that in mind, when obviously Benicio del Toro was first announced to cast, it's like, oh yeah, he's going to be some kind of villain. And then of course we got DJ in the final film, who, you know, rides that line of being hero or villain, but still, you know, his performance in that film is miles away from, you know, anything that he did in Sicario or anything else. So you know, it's easy to kind of just transplant actors' former roles onto our sort of speculative characters that they could be playing in Star Wars. So, you know, I see Rupert Friend's casting and I can't help but think of him as an awful Nazi. So, to me, I'm assuming Imperial, but I could be wrong. And I hope I am. I hope they're not necessarily sort of choosing these people for the same kinds of roles that they've played in the past, you know. And to be honest, you know, I don't exactly keep up with the career of Rupert Friend very much. So, for all I know, he could be in some sort of TV series right now, or had been in a film recently where he plays just the nicest guy on the planet. So I don't know, but I'm just taking what I do know from experience. Next up we have O'Shea Jackson Jr. Is it O'Shea or O'Shea? Either way, son of Ice Cube. An interesting one that I don't think I ever could have predicted. Absolutely no speculation from me here on who he could be playing. Next up we have Sung Kang, who I know he's from the Fast and the Furious series. I've never watched a Fast and Furious film, but I do know that he plays a character called Han, so that's fun. Little Star Wars connection there. There is Simone Kessel, who is not an actor I'm familiar with at all. I think just doing a quick bit of research before hopping on here, I think she's a New Zealand based actor. So yeah, it's nice that we've got such a diverse multicultural cast going on here as well. They seem to have pulled talent from all corners of the world, which is nice. We have Moses Ingram, who I have seen recently in The Queen's Gambit, and I think that's probably what she's best known for, because, you know, The Queen's Gambit was a big show. And yeah, she wasn't in that a ton, but she, you know, she was very good with what she had, so excited to see her in this. And then finally, I know I said that there were seven more cast members to talk about after I talked about the initial four, but there's actually eight, and we are rounding off with Benny Safdie, which is probably the most surprising one to me. Benny Safdie is an actor, director, usually directs with his brother. Oh, what's his brother's name? I think it begins with an R. But either way, the Safdie brothers, you know, a directing duo. They've directed films like Good Time, more recently Uncut Gems. So, you know, quite prolific directors. You know, they are making a name for themselves in the industry. And Benny Safdie did act in Good Time as well, opposite Robert Pattinson. And he was very good in it. But it's just an unexpected one. I don't know what his other acting work has been, or if he's even acted outside of Good Time before. I don't actually know. But this is just surprising to me, because I would have expected that he would only ever really act in the capacity of, you know, it being one of his own films, you know, like with Good Time. So this is surprising to me to see him venture out, and especially with the kinds of films that the Safdie brothers make. You know, they're not exactly very Hollywood, so to see Benny Safdie obviously sort of taking his step into the larger kind of pop culture-y world with Disney and Star Wars, you know, that is just very surprising to me. But I'm excited to see what he's going to bring to this. And yeah, overall, I'm excited about this cast. There's a lot of good talent here. You know, I'm not overly familiar with the works of most of them, to be honest, but just from the little bits that I have seen, you know, these are all very talented people, and it's just nice to have some news about the Obi-Wan series. And it's funny, it's an interesting approach as well. It's very different to how they've approached things like The Mandalorian in the past. You know, a lot of the time, things like this have been kept a secret, even if an actor is not necessarily playing a huge role, or if they're not playing, you know, perhaps a familiar character. This is the kind of thing that they've sort of kept under wraps and just left it as a surprise as the episodes of the show. I mean, we can only really reference The Mandalorian at this point. So, you know, as the episodes of The Mandalorian came out, that's pretty much when we'd learn, oh, this person is in this. You know, I can't remember too many like formal casting announcements for Mandalorian season 2 more recently. You know, I mean, and to be fair, that's probably because a lot of it would have ruined the characters that were in it. You know, if you're going to announce Temuera Morrison, then obviously everybody knows he's going to be playing Boba Fett or a clone of some kind, so you know, you want to keep that under wraps. And of course, Rosario Dawson, she had a long time been rumored and sort of requested for Ahsoka, so they couldn't exactly say her. But even with ones like Timothy Oliphant, who people wouldn't have necessarily assumed he was playing Cobb Vanth, and people like Michael Biehn. I know there were rumours beforehand, but I don't think there was ever an official announcement of those actors being in the show. So to have this just, you know, to be flat out told, yes, this is who's going to be in it, is interesting. And I wonder what that means for the characters that they will be playing and how they are going to be used in the show. You know, it's a different approach, and hopefully that will also apply to how the show itself plays out. So yeah, just to quickly run through it one more time, the Obi-Wan Kenobi cast at the moment is as follows: Ewan McGregor, Hayden Christensen, Moses Ingram, Joel Edgerton, Bonnie Peace, if that's how you pronounce it, Kumail Nanjiani, Indira Varma, Rupert Friend, O'Shea, Jackson Jr., Sun Kang, Simone Kessel, which I just realised is another Star Wars thing, Kessel, the Kessel Run, cute, and Benny Safdie. So yeah, interesting cast. I'm infinitely excited for an Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and this casting announcement has excited me even more. So thank you very much for listening. I'll probably do this kind of thing when I deem it necessary. You know, when we do get announcements and news like this, I'll just throw in a bonus episode randomly into the week. But yeah, the next episode, the next official episode of Daniel Talks About Star Wars will be out on, need to try and work it out now. When was the last episode? The 25th. So that means the next episode will be out on the 8th of April. And if it is indeed what I'm hoping the subject of that next episode will be, then hopefully it'll be a good one. I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, please look forward to that. Like I said, 8th of April. So tune in. I'll see you guys there next time. Thank you very much for listening. goodbye.